Opening the Intentions for Sleep, Lincoln Stoller, 2017. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. Opening the Intentions for Sleep, Following Traditional Chinese Medicine. In a quiet place, sit with your feet on the floor and your arms at your sides. I want to take you to the seven elements of sleep, seven different roads spanning a whole, parts of a single journey with a balance. Listen to this or repeat some form of it for yourself as a meditation before sleep. The parts are different and work together. If sleep is a boat, these are its hull, hold, engine, keel, rudder, rigging, and sails. Sleep is powered by wind and fire, and you are the captain and you control the elements. Energy, sense of self, reaction, change, obstacles and opportunities, responsibility, and connection. Energy. Don't set out on a voyage without the energy to complete it. This is always true. Applying energy means each process gets the energy it needs without your constant attention. If you have to micromanage each ounce you expend, you won't see the forest for the trees. See energy as a thing like a furnace in the center of your body. You manage it, but it works by itself. Start the furnace with your lungs. Combustion requires air. Feel your slow-paced breath as the bellows of your furnace. Your food feeds the furnace, producing a flow of energy sustaining the voyage. As combustion completes, wastes are created, and these are isolated, collected, removed, desiccated, diluted, and released to continue the cycle without interruption. As you inhale, air enters the furnace, kindles the fire in your belly. As you exhale, feel completion. Inhale pumps the bellows. Fullness rakes the coals, mixing and combustion. Exhale shovels the cinders and ashes. Slow it down. Feel each stage. Inhaling with the rise of your chest. And relax the heat inside you. Your diaphragm pushes down. The heat rises up. Exhale, release. Heat radiates out from your body and your mind. The fanned coals glow, and exhale damps the fire down to completion. Breath feeds your burners, bringing energy for the journey of sleep. Embrace your digestion, and your gut works in the background, clearing your plate, cleaning the firebox, cycling. Trust this cycle. Make sure you've stoked the fire before sleeping. It provides the energy for the six remaining elements in the psychology of sleep. Sense of self. Picture yourself floating in a space surrounded by stars. Far in the distance, in every direction, you're aware you have a presence, and all your senses, but you're invisible. And everywhere you fix your senses, near and far, there are others, and groups of others also aware, present, and invisible. And as you breathe, with each breath, you glow, and all the others also breathe and glow, with a kind of bioluminescence. Some others are smaller and fainter, and some are larger and sharper, and some overlap, and others congregate, and others are scattered about. Who are you? What's around you? And which are you related to? Are you independent? Do you need support? Are you separate and self-contained? Like everything, freedom has its benefits. What are yours? If you yearn for freedom, how would you use it? If the universe gave you resources, would others benefit? Imagine you have more than you realized, and all you need to do is develop yourself. Create things, and more resources flow to you like water downhill. With every inhale, the glow of power appears briefly as a mist. Tendrils curling into orbits, coalescing into clouds. Say to yourself, I have power. I have vision. You're a membrane, and you find yourself watching both sides. You select what passes through you and become what you select. Watch the flickering light in, out, and around you, contained in larger containers, composed of smaller containers. You are a generator, and others grow on what passes through you. Hotter than average, others keep their distance. You are by yourself. You are contained. There is not much clamor here, and it is peaceful. You are content to simply play a role for family, for friends, cooler than average. You marshal your resources. Others pass by, some you hail and welcome, others you watch in their headlong pursuits. The thoughts you need will come to you. Relax, take a breath, inhale, and exhale. There are 5 more elements to sleep. Reaction, change. Obstacles and opportunities. Responsibility, connection. Reaction. How do you feel about the unexpected? What lies between putting in your time and getting what you deserve? Are you entitled to all that you expect? The real world plays with loaded dice. We are quick to grumble when there's less than we ordered. We suspect an error when there's more. We pad our waking ego, armor against uncertainty. We venture to sleep without padding, vulnerable to feelings. Look back then to how you felt today. Feel the weight in your upper arms and shoulders. Are they sore from pushing forward, or soft and satisfied? If struggle is your habit, imagine you've broken through. With that last push, you tumble into a field of opportunity, rolling along a sunny road, a warm earth. Everything taken care of, support and protection are your familiars, and all will come to fruit. How do you feel? Support and protection have their territory, and you venture beyond. Imagine now you've come to an alien cantina filled with sketchy souls, clever scavengers, and hungry faces. What is your reaction to the unexpected? Are you confident or frightened, curious or repelled? Whom do you trust? Place your hand over your heart and tap the middle 2 fingers below your collarbone on one side and tap your thumb on the other. Just your fingers and thumb alternately tapping at the rhythm of these words. Tap, 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 tap. Imagine you've fallen into a world of unfamiliar directions and cross currents. You have some idea of the risk of familiar places, but what about the unfamiliar? As unfamiliar as you can imagine, as if you woke up in someone else's dream. Tap, 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 tap. Take a breath and ask for guidance from a force within yourself. Visualize that force as calm, wise, and familiar. A seasoned traveler who, though they don't speak often, knows you. They are scouts who patrol the perimeter of your territory. Every band of ancient people had them. The scouts are still here, etched in each of our genetic memories. Tap, 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 tap. They serve your intuition, forgiving your ignorance and the mistakes you make. They are skepticism, discernment, larger concerns, and the confidence to dust yourself off and try again. Know you have this guide guarding you in new situations. Situations you would otherwise turn away from. Tap, 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 tap. You have their support and you sleep safer for it. They have a role in dreams, but even before dreams, your body prepares for the novelty of growth, old memory, shedding rags so familiar you wouldn't know you were wearing them. Set your hand down, take a breath, and relax. There are four more elements to sleep: change, obstacles and opportunities, responsibility, connection. Change. Life is a process of constant change. You may believe that change slows down as you grow up, but that's your choice. A lack of change is a lack of life, a death process. Most of us look forward to the retirement we've been promised, but with retirement comes cessation. If you are not part of creation, then your body triggers the old genetic code to begin self-composting. But how do you live long? By drawing on the world's creative energies and situations. Youth is a state of mind quite a bit deeper than a New Year's resolution. Life and death are not separate things. Whatever is created takes the place of something that occupied the space before. To be revitalized, you must clean your basement of past projects. Retirement offers a chance to enjoy the things you've created, but how long are those relevant? If you want life, divest yourself of them at the first opportunity. Your life continues only so long as you are reborn, and new phases require starting again childlike. Will you pick the life path of new struggle, or would you rather settle for eyes closed enjoyment? There always comes pain with the new and grief with the old. As sleep is the incubator of change, your decisions are set to spinning. This is not the land of reason. You can't reason your decisions of the unknown. Sleep triggers your genetic codes to exfold or contract. Faith, process, purpose, and meaning. Everything goes sooner or later. Maintenance is only an illusion, and the soil is not needed beyond the fruit. It cycles, seasons, builds and decays, blossoms, blows its seed away, collapses, and rebuilds. Are you grateful for life, growth, birth, and death? Do you accept the grief of discarding the successes along with the failures? When you call for guidance and understanding through change, will it come? Take a deep breath and relax. There are three more parts: obstacles and opportunities, responsibility and connection. Obstacles and opportunities. Obstacles are yesterday's opportunities, husks of previous creations. The opportunity to judge past progress is easy to recognize. There should be no obstruction to the passing of energy ideas, people, places, and things. These are things of your digestion, but also parts of the process of creation. Opportunities are harder to discern, though you might think otherwise. Real opportunities are seeds yet to germinate. Most look plain, others irrelevant, quite often fragile. Don't confuse them with reward, a phase of the late season that brings nothing new. Like magic beans, opportunities look strange, and for their judgment you need the sharpest of insight. Constant change, ongoing, can be small steps, and some callousness in leaving trash behind becomes habit. But huge changes also occur with some regularity, especially as we mature past our projects and parts of ourselves. For these changes, we can't expect to cope by habit. Separation trauma forces us to consider how many legs we can lose and still remain standing. The only leg we always have to stand on is the one that resides somewhere in our sense of self. Major opportunity may cost us the farm, a separation that only resolves with the new growth that replaces it. You don't need to disengage from everything, although a disengagement from each will come in time. Healthy disengagement comes from healthy engagement. How often do we hear of regrets of what we would have done? Healthy disengagement happens when there's nothing left undone. Relationships, the lives of others, and our own. You cannot be everywhere and everything. You don't need to be. Most goals need not be met, as learning is in the journey, not the destination. With much redundancy, there are many ways to learn a lesson. It's perverse to need to be a winner, and a perpetual winner even more so. I've known well some people called the greatest in one way or another. Those who didn't care or even try saw beyond that label and were not injured. Others basked in celebrity, baked to a lifeless bisque, little more than a headline today, a footnote tomorrow. There is no best, only an inability to be different. For some reason, people celebrate the illusion of the superior, but it doesn't exist. In nature's cycle, celebrity is a flytrap, a lure. Something feeds on those attracted to it. Take a deep breath and relax. The last two parts are responsibility and connection. Responsibility. Through history, wisdom comes with age and experience, and with it comes authority and responsibility. Except no longer. Our culture replaces wisdom with perpetual childhood, supervision, and caretaking at every step. No one comes of age in our culture. We no longer bloom in wisdom. Inner strength has become a matter of office, and office holders are agents, and none is their own author. Our humanity is a million years old, built into us through environment and chemistry, and it has been replaced in the last 10,000 years, the last 100 generations, with a new culture. Conflicts keep erupting between tribe and government, as autonomy is denied to children, adults, and elders. Something's missing. And in your search for wholeness, you may find your sleep disturbed. You are given notions of truth, purpose, spirit, and guidance, set up by agents and agencies. Responsibility and authority are human needs, part of our human role. We are offered comfort in self-denial, and you may wake up feeling out of touch, lacking in purpose, captaining a ship where there is no water. This deep turn in evolution replaces interconnection with mechanism. Is the earth saving itself because we're poor stewards? Has our rapacious behavior of the last 10,000 years created society's thickening membrane? Too much bad behavior. Self-consciousness turned off. Forfeit our opportunity. If individuals cannot maintain the peace and balance, will governments? Do you feel strong in your role in the world? This is not a scientific question. Not how many people you manage. Are you hearing conflicts and contradictions in others? Do you hear them in yourself? Do people know who you are? Do you have what you deserve? Does this affect your sleep? You can replace cultural glaucoma with personal insight if you find your authority. Learn from the early mammals who created their own heat, saw in the dark, hid in burrows and streams, taught their young not to be raised by the herd. They developed new brains that were not there before. You don't need authority. You have it. Be omnivorous. Build new ideas. Develop new fingers and joints. You don't need to succeed or even know what it means. Just find a trail and blaze it. This is what you do in sleep. The forces of enlightenment fill in as balance emerges. There's no office, badge, or training. You are it. Cut your lines to drift into a glistening night that is the incubator of evolution and your sleep. See yourself evolving. It's your primary task. When confounded, recognize you have the power to develop new skills. Like sprouting thumbs, you don't need to get it right. Just apply your volition. Like cracking the shell, the seed will know what to do when it hits the soil. Just let it. Take a breath and relax. There is one last part. Connection. Connection. Connection is everything, and we cannot see the end of it. We play a game of tunnel vision, what's here and not today, tomorrow, or never. If you let space open up, then you're connected not only to the paths you follow, but through the mud, germs, seeds, and fantasies to all the paths you cross. Connected and interconnected to ideas, peoples, and races. But as nothing grows unless fed, so who's feeding it? Don't blame the seed. Look to your soil. What resonates, propagates. The time to till is now. While you're awake, with tools in hand, you can't close the fence as the wind blows all things through it. You're not done until you see what comes up tomorrow. Soil is something to pray over. As we have yet to understand the seeds of consciousness, we know nothing about evolution or our role in it. There seems no shelf life to ideas in terms of time or space, history, place, or species. Call it contemplation, wonder, or science. I've stood on the shoulders of giants and still see no further than an earthworm. Modern culture, ego, the media, your friends, are all here to shield you from the mystery of deeper connection. That's the real choice between the red and the blue pill. The only reality is the one that's constantly dissolving. Are you frightened by the power of change? One should be. But then, being alive is pretty frightening, and what of it? On a dare, Bill planned to sit a day on a street corner with a sign that said, "Talk to me," if anyone would. He packed it in 3 years later, when he couldn't listen anymore. Your soul demands connection, and if you're surviving on a thin gruel, your sleep will tell you you're starving. And what can you do better? It's simple. Just put a sign on and listen. You don't even need to respond. Just cock your ear and people will speak to you. You'll sleep better knowing you're playing a role you were born for. the seven elements of sleep, energy, sense of self, change, obstacles and opportunities, responsibility, and connection. Take a deep breath and relax. Seven treads, like steps on a stairway. Energy, sense of self, reaction, change, obstacles and opportunities, responsibility, and connection. Sweep them clean before sleep. Take a deep breath and relax.